Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. Hi, this is your host, Hidemi Woods. I'll read an episode from my book, An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today, I'll read an episode titled Talisman, which is about a magical item that I received from my late grandmother. Talisman. The house in which I grew up was about 100 years old. Pieces of the wall plaster were falling off little by little, and it was to be rebuilt when I was 10. During the days of moving out, my grandmother took out an old paper talisman from her ancient drawers. It had a mysterious picture on it. According to my grandmother, the talisman drew clothes if it was kept in drawers so that the drawers would be filled with clothes. She gave it to me and told me that I would never be short of clothes. I didn't say out loud, but thought it wouldn't work, because I knew how small her wardrobe was. When our new house was completed, I had my own room for the first time and kept the talisman in my wardrobe. As I thought, I was always short of clothes for years. Although the talisman didn't work, I brought it with me when I left my hometown. Since then, the number of my clothes has been increasing, and now my closet is full of clothes. The talisman does work after all, but it has an awfully delayed effect. Another magic is that almost all of my clothes cost around $10. I was raised by my grandparents instead of my parents, who were busy for their work. And I lived with them the whole my childhood. Until 10 years old, I lived in our family's old house that was inherited generation after generation. And that house was really old and had an old-fashioned Japanese style. Japanese houses, Japanese people, as you know, take off their shoes when they enter the house. The entrance. But my old house was really had an old style, so that the house had half of the house was an earth floor, a dirt floor, and the other half was put by tatami floor. So when we entered the second half of the house, we took off our shoes. But when we entered the house itself, we didn't have to take off our shoes. So, although it was extremely old, half of our house was kind of Western style. We just went through with our shoes on. And that part of our house, which was an earth floor, we had our dining room, the kitchen, and a storage area of farming gears, because our family was a farmer. House was really, really old, and a draft was everywhere, came from everywhere, and the entrance doors, there were two entrance doors, back and front of the house, but neither of them shut quite completely. There was always some space beneath the door and the earth floor. So when it rained, water poured into the house, and our floor was just muddy swamp. So when it was to be rebuilt, the house was almost impossible to live any longer. And we were moving out before it was demolished. And my grandmother gave this talisman to me. Although I lived with her and spent most of my childhood time with her, she was a mysterious person because we weren't so close. Although we lived together, we were sort of distant because she wasn't such a friendly person. She always kept some distance between her spouse, between her sons, and between her grandchildren. That was her policy, I think. So I didn't know her, basically. And so to me, she was a mysterious person, and that mysterious person gave me a mysterious thing when we were moving out. And I looked at that piece of paper. There was a strange picture. It's not picture, it's like a symbol. Very simple symbol was on that paper. And according to my grandmother, just by putting it in the drawer, clothes would increase. The number of clothes would be increased. So someone with this talisman would be well off with plenty of clothes for the entire life, she said. And it was so funny to me, because she had only few clothes of her own. But maybe to her, her clothes had increased compared to the number she brought to this house, to that house, when she first entered, when she got married with my grandfather. My grandmother was from a poor farming family, and she got married with my grandfather when she was 16, and she had to work so hard with my grandfather and my grandfather's mother. Three of them went out the field every day from dawn to the evening. Worked too hard, and she hurt her hip and limped when she was still young. And when my father, that was my grandmother's son, got married with my mother, my parents took on their work so that my grandparents retired. They became able to stay home and raise me in place of my parents. And during those days, my grandmother mostly spent her time fixing something, such as sewing up kimono, which was tattered, which was old and tattered and needed to be fixed. Or she sewing up futons, which were also too tattered and worn out. She was just fixing something in order not to buy new stuff. Or she even often sew up a dust cloth out of tattered towels. So dust cloths of our house were all handmade by my grandmother. And she fixed our clothes too, and she seldom bought new ones. And so her kimonos or her clothes lasted so long because she fixed them. I guess that was why her clothes kept increasing. Because she didn't buy, but fixed and her fixing habit worked to increase her clothes. Not the talisman, I thought, but after those years, my closet became full of my clothes. Once I put the talisman in my drawers, long time ago. I love to shop sale items. I'm a constant bargain hunter. And I'm good at finding sales. I'm good at finding bargains. So I almost never buy things at list price, especially my clothes. For my clothes, I wouldn't buy anything up to less than 50% off. At least 50% off. At least half price. The clothes I buy should be. Mainly, I buy my clothes at 70% or something. 70% off. So when I find something over 70% off, I can't help jumping on it and getting it. So, as a bargain hunter, my clothes had increased, and the closet became full. So maybe it was because of the talisman. The talisman increased my clothes. But the obsessed bargain hunter as myself worked better than the talisman, I feel. That's all for today. I hope you join me again soon. Thanks for listening. I'm Hidemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hidemi Woods on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.